Welcome to Couldn't Care Less.
I'm looking at old ass ladies, dude.
Me and my cousin touch wieners.
I love shooting little children in the face.
You're gay. Gay, gay, gay.
Welcome, everybody.
Oh, I know this song. Is it just me, or is Green Day, it hasn't aged as well as I would have liked it to?
I disagree.
I like this song, I really do, but there's other songs where I was like, it just didn't age well.
I think their first 3-4 albums, I think they're all very solid. And I listen to them now, and I mean, I think that's what music is about, partly. It's like you're transported back to a time.
Yeah. And big time. There's definitely songs like that that I have.
And I listen to those albums, and like, I think front to back. I think they're all bangers, personally. Like,
this one, I think, aged pretty well.
Yeah.
I like it. You a Green Day fan, Marty?
Yeah. I like them.
This is from Insomniac.
Right. That's their third?
Second. Yeah, third. The first one that nobody ever talks about until you bring up that specific question.
Yeah.
The nobody first... would ever talk about 3,000, whatever, so many thousand smoothed out slappy hours or whatever the fuck it's called.
I forget exactly the title of it,
but I like a few songs off of it. You could tell they're new,
yeah,
and they're still kind of fitting into what they are, which they accomplished with Doogie for sure. That was definitely Green Day all the way through. But
I mean, especially with that, they established somebody made the videos for them, but their videos even I felt like they established like a vibe and a look about them with Basket Case.
Yeah. When they're in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Blink 182 came. And everybody went, Green Day who? And they were like, oh, it's time to sell out.
They came in their pants.
All right, let's write another goofy song like September Ends or something. I was not a fan of Warning. If anybody knows, it went that first album with the name that nobody remembers. Nathan's getting his jacket off, everybody, in the middle of the show. And then Dookie, Insomniac, and then Warning, I believe, was their next one.
Nimrod.
Nimrod. I forgot Nimrod. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Good 4 albums for sure. But then Warning was terrible, man. I really did not like it.
I like that song, Warning. I don't.
It's okay.
But, yeah, that album, I don't have like a fondness for. Any album after that, I'm not like partial to the entire album.
No.
Just songs.
Yeah, their American Idiot phase.
But
yeah. Anyway, how are you guys?
Good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
I had a super sarcastically awesome morning that I didn't mention outside, so I guess I should just talk about it on the air where somebody could possibly hear all about it.
But. All right, hold on. Let me get my sound effects ready. Go ahead.
Domestic partnership is a challenge.
It totally is, man. It's the hardest thing. The hardest thing about raising kids is doing it with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's Jesus. When you don't agree, it's like a fucking nightmare sometimes.
Sometimes, you know, I think like, could we just like, how about if, like we just like every other day, or like, how about like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all, you know, do all the parenting and then, you know, you just have them the rest of the day, you know, pretend like you have like partial custody, even though you live in the same house.
Marriage isn't forever. Divorce
and just, like,
is
you
forever.
You just like, completely ignore everybody else on your day off, you know?
It could be tough, man. Especially trying to raise them so that they're normal, good people, like well-adjusted and shit. It's like, it's a challenge.
It's like, quit playing with yourself, or do. I don't know what's right anymore.
it's evil, but not really.
Yeah.
But you can change it if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fucking difficult, man. And God only knows what our kids are going to grow up with. You know, another thing that scares me is just the kids they grow up with. I've mentioned this before, but it's like the outside influences that affect
They're shaped kids. By that just as much as they are by us.
If not more so later on in years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially high school, they don't want to listen to what you have to say anymore.
I mean, that's why it's, and that's why, you know, I feel like I try to put in the hours in terms of, like, I'll sit down and talk to Andrew, and even if he's not getting it, I just try to have that, like, you know, like, just be real with him so that when he does get to be that age, he could at least try to be real about situations.
Yeah.
And tell his friends, like, dude, you're, you know, I like you, but you're fucking dumb.
It's been nice out, man. God, I've been looking forward to that.
Yeah.
It's been really cold here for a while and then got really nice.
Yeah. Roads are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ice
yeah.
fucking glaciers that you drive through. And all the potholes. Man, there's so many goddamn potholes right now.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
It's because they do such a good job of like plowing and keeping the roads cleared when this here.
Yeah. It was just sheets of ice for a while, man.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Especially Euclid. It's just like a freaking joke.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe at one point just how, like, it, like cars are literally, because it's, like, all craggy and icy.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, stuck in the crags, but you're kind of, like, just sliding around in them. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, this is technically a state highway.
Right. You know? It's a major entrance into town, for sure. Yeah.
And it's, like, I just don't understand, like, how it could possibly just be left to be in that state. Like, it's a side street that nobody goes down.
We got to spend money on other things, Nathan. You don't know, okay?
I don't know what they spend the money on. I'm curious, though.
They have raises they need to meet.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a pay increase in 6 months. Meanwhile, a friggin' minivan full of a family is flipped over on Euclid.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, I know, listen, running a city has to be insanely technical and hard, right? Not to say, like, the mayor does it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a conglomeration of hundreds and hundreds of people who are just constantly trying to make sure this place doesn't fall into the Stone Age. And so, you know, we're all alive, and I have food most of the time, so we're doing all right here. It's funny how we can give so much shit to people, but you know, having that, it, like with the train in town, right by my house, they put on a bunch of regulations to where they can't be blowing their horn in town, and they can't be going a certain speed through town, and they can only come through town at a certain time. Yet they're you know, shipping hundreds and hundreds of thousands of fucking pounds of goods across our state. And we're like, well, you can only do that at these times, but if we ever run out of Oreos, you're going to be in big trouble, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to be pissed. Just, I don't know. I guess the idea, more of the idea of what it takes to feed. What are we at? Like 330 million people in this country? Yeah. Is it more than that? Probably.
Like, I think it's something like that.
Yeah. It's within 300 to 400 million people to feed all of us the way that we do.
Yeah.
Is kind of crazy. It's a logistical friggin' nightmare.
Yeah.
You know? But yet we do it. So now everybody gets fed.
So while you were talking there, my brain was kind of, I was trying to stop it, but going down this thing that I just always had this thought when, like, you know, Christina would be, she's working at the vet clinic and, like, talking about how, like, customers and, like, people, you know, what they want and, like, oh, their animals are so important. I'm like, you don't get it. Like, when people, like, the animals are important, but when you're out to eat and you're like, I want my fucking hamburger right now. And you're sort of like, I'm sorry, sir, but it's going to take a minute. But if we shoot your dog in the head, we can get it to you right now. And the person would pull out their own gun and shoot their dog, you know? And like, it's like, they want their food more. Like, they're more stressful about their food than their fucking animal, I assure you.
Oh, most definitely, man. Yeah, if food starts going and people start starving, that's very different people.
Yeah. You know?
Especially if you have kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. This is why our parents were probably so fucking crazy and, like, mean and scary. But, like, when we go out, like, this right, like, my phone I'm holding up,
is like a magical thing to just be like, calm the fuck down right now and just chill, just shut up.
Yeah.
And, you know, our parents didn't, I mean, they didn't have anything remotely close to that except their fuck the back of their hand, you know, in the threat of what was come to later.
All right. I guess we'll just start talking about stuff now. Yeah.
Yeah, I last night when I was working.
Oh, you've got more. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, doing the bar back stuff, right?
Okay. You worked an event last night.
Yeah. And I was bar backing, so I was like standing there with my hands behind my back a lot.
Yeah, getting ice every once in a while.
Yeah, and so I just had this idea in my head that like it would be, wouldn't it be cool to like film yourself as if you were like an usher for your own funeral. Like a pre-recorded message or something like that. But then you like just do that for like a couple hours where you're just like standing there and like just acknowledging people and just to make it like a weird thing.
That, on like a can, screen like, that's just sitting there?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're it's...
And
it's,
every now and then you're like, hey.
It's filmed to where as if you're in the corner standing there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. We made the joke with Nathan a couple days ago. Me and my boss were joking about how when you die,
yeah,
we should have you pre-record your own eulogy, which would be funny. But then I was like, we should take it a step further and film like a midnight, what is it? Code. What's the film from The Office?
Oh, Threat Level Midnight.
You ever seen that? He tries to make his own movie where he's like a special agent and it's like really terrible. But we should film something like that for you to where it's like, here's the true story, right?
Yeah.
You were a secret agent in your whole life, but it's just terrible.
Yeah.
You're basically what's his face from what was that comedy show back in the day where he was a secret agent? Fuck.
Get Smart.
There we go. Yeah. But yeah, that would be hilarious.
In a movie remake played by Will Ferrell. Or, I mean, Steve Carell.
Yeah, yep. Yep. I'd never seen it. But, yeah, that would be hilarious, dude. Filming, like, a short movie for yourself at this age.
Yeah.
Not when you're 90.
And then somebody takes it and re-edits it, and they're like, everything seemed all white picket fences and roses.
Yep.
But Nathan was really a bastard.
Well, now, you, like, take out Castro, and you're just behind all these things. That's what I was really doing. Anyway, okay, so you're good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. we've got something from Marty. Let's let Marty have his time in the sunshine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he deserves it, right?
Do I? Who's Marty?
Exactly. Good guy, Marty. I think you send it to me, or do you send it to the show?
I sent it to you.
Okay. We don't have music for Marty. Oh, yeah, we do actually have music for Marty, I'm pretty sure. Don't we? If I remember correctly.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
That's your music.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's Mountain Folk?
Mountain Folk from Boulder. I sent you stuffs on Facebook. Let's check it out. you sent me like one or two things, and I was like, all right, we'll show those on the show, and blah, blah, blah. But now you're taking advantage, okay? Because me like four or five things this time.
I?
And I mean, we just can't take up the whole show with Marty.
Didn't realize.
We can't spend 10 minutes on this, Marty. We got.
I mean, yes.
We haven't talked about how gay Steve is yet. We haven't talked about beating off yet. I don't think.
I think you did mention it once.
I can't help
Instead
it.
Of hello, you said something about jerking off and then went into a story. You can't take a, it's. I think I want to call it Marty's Minute. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not Marty's all podcast.
Well, then
the Marty Hour.
Pick the best one.
The Marty Hour. I can't watch them all. You send them at such a rapid rate.
I know, right?
I mean, I'm going to watch some of these.
You got to watch that one.
We'll pick this one for no other reason other than, I don't know, I like pink.
Yeah.
The color pink.
Oh, don't let anyone tell
you. Oh, never mind. We're terrible people, Nathan.
I cannot shave. Just don't grab it. Just do not
get
grab
the, it. Oh. The comments? Is that
was it comments?
Well, the one thing that pops up there at the end.
Okay, I'll look at him. That guy's, this guy's jerking off.
Yeah, he's like actually like doing something with like a flag, or he's like right. tying something. Or
we should like explain that. For the audience. It's a lady who is running around the track, but she's definitely, what's the right word nowadays?
Disabled
in some way. Yeah.
She's a cripple. I think that's.
Yeah, that's definitely not the term.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was raised with.
It used to be.
Yeah.
This guy, top of the page, crumbled cake is still cake. That's fucked up. So they show the comments to this lady doing this really nice thing and working hard and, you know, overcoming her limitations. And this guy's just looking at her ass. Which is nice.
It is, actually. You know, it is.
Saying crumbled cake is still a cake. And he's right.
And then there's a gif of a soldier type guy.
He's saluting and jerking off at the same time. Let's see. Is there any other ones? I hate myself that I came to the comments. Oh, Jesus. I let out a big sigh before I tapped the comments button. Cancel culture can cancel comedians, but they can never cancel an IG comment section. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, the first one is definitely the best comment.
Yeah. Honestly, I rarely read past like the first five.
Yeah. Because they all hit the top. You hit the top comments.
I mean, YouTube comments are just the worst, but I can only imagine where TikTok or whatever that is.
We think this lady has to say about her coffee. I'm feeling really down these days, and I don't know why. Let's see.
You're feeling like down these days, and I don't know why. Have you exercised today? No. Did you go outside? No. Did you talk to anyone? No. Did you eat well? No. Did you limit your scrolling time? No. Did you make any plans? No. Did you drink enough water? No. Did you get enough sleep? No. I'm just feeling like down these days, and I don't know why.
I think I check all of those off. Yeah.
Yep.
All the time. It's just so much nicer staying home.
That's called living life.
Listen,
I'm gonna actually take that checklist with me and just do that and be like, write okay, it down.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. No. I would find it. It's a disrespect to the millions of people who have died to get us to where we are today. Right? You have TV. You have couches. You have heat and air conditioning in a house. Mm-hmm. People didn't know that 50 years ago, you know what I mean? They were shoveling wood into a stove and wearing fucking sweaters to bed because it was cold. You know those like little nightcaps you see in like, you know, the Christmas Carol and shit?
Yeah.
Those were necessary.
You would
freeze to death in your home.
Because you lose a lot of heat out the top of your head.
Exactly. So you wore a hat to bed.
Especially you, I bet.
I'm sure. Thanks. So, yeah, I would find it very disrespectful to all those people who had to live that way for me not to take full advantage of staying in a house and doing nothing all day. I'm honoring their sacrifices is the way I think about it anyway. I don't want to watch the Scooby-Doo one.
I do.
I don't want to watch it.
No, we don't have to.
Let's watch the nice, cute puppy dog one, okay? Let's see. I think the...
You didn't read it.
What are you doing?
What was your comment?
How I imagine your and Cammy's conversation went.
So this is me and Cammy watching the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We're dogs.
Yep.
And which one's Cammy? The one who knows what she's talking about? Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Watching the game. Why does he have a coin toss?
It's the coin toss.
He tossed the coin.
It's the coin toss.
Touchdown. Look, no, they're saying Buffalo won the coin toss.
So they won the game?
Just the coin toss.
What team does that lady play for?
This is an Applebee's commercial.
She plays for the Applebee's?
This is a commercial.
I don't understand.
Forget.
Where do the Applebee's play?
Applebee's is a restaurant. It's still on the board.
What is a touchdown?
Whenever the guy crosses the
board. Why is there a kid there?
Because it's an Applebee's commercial.
Look at all those little footballs.
Those are mini corn.
Interception.
What are you talking about?
Pass interference.
You even know what football
touchdown,
is.
Applebee's.
Okay. I don't like Applebee's, all right? Out of all of that, I want it to be known. I might be that ignorant when it comes to football, but...
I would rather go to Chili's.
Applebee's is...
I agree.
I haven't had very... I mean, it's fine, right? It's food, that goes in your mouth and tastes halfway decent, but that's about it. You know?
Quit making me think about eating Applebee's.
Cammy will go there and order a steak. It's like,
yeah, I know. Dude, the fact that they sell steaks there,
I know,
is insane.
They're like paper thin and microwaved, I'm pretty sure.
Like, seeing people eating them there is like, why, dude, why don't you just throw that in the dumpster outside? Right.
And it's like, on average, probably $10 to $15 more expensive than a regular Applebee's meal, but with none of the goodness. You just threw $20 down the fucking drain for a steak that's, oh man, it was like denied by the USDA. Like, throw that in the Applebee's bin.
You're going to have to send that to Applebee's. You cannot sell this.
Those animals will eat it. that's terrible. I hate Applebee's for sure. So that was Marty's segment. Thank you, Marty. It was way too long, but you know, still fun.
Probably the best part of the show.
Yeah, probably. It's all down here, hill from here, folks.
Yeah.
What is this? Is this like a dog turd that I got in my? That's a pork rind. Never mind.
Oh, is it one of the pork rinds that came out of your mouth last episode? It was so bad you're eating last episode, man. God, it was just over the line.
I apologize.
Disrespectful.
For how annoying that might have been. I wouldn't know because I would never listen to this show. You guys are degenerates.
Fuck you.
Not you, the listeners. No. Just JK, JK. You are all amazing, lovely people.
Don't insult them, man. They'll turn on you. All three of them.
They have already.
It's true.
That mystery mailer just put a target on my head and was like, shoot your gay bullets at him.
I have a few things, I guess. You know what I mean? Let's stick with people who write into the show, man. Mm-hmm. Haven's got at us.
I guess. Like, I could contribute some substance to my own podcast.
Don't.
You know?
Fuck you. I guess. God, I hate you. Haven got at us, of course. And this one says, just for Marty, so it's a message just for you, dude.
Nice.
Don't you feel special?
I do.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
How stupid Steve is.
Probably. Hopefully.
Probably. Keep it's a virus. Downloading right now.
I've ruined your day, haven't I?
Uh-oh. It's Eric Barin.
You've been doing so well up until then. I think this one's loaded. You want to find out?
That doesn't age well.
Is that from...
It's from a Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a pretty decent movie, actually. But
That one's the one that I haven't seen that I actually really want to.
You should. It's one of the good ones. But yeah, Eric Baldwin is in it, and he's talking about having loaded guns
on set. Preemptive. Bong, bong.
He doesn't even seem too sure in this clip if it's loaded or not. You know?
Dude, what if Eric Baldwin shot Henry Cavill in the face?
I mean, that would just be terrible. Like The Crow.
Yeah.
Somebody accidentally put a real bullet in there.
Right.
No,
with The Crow, I'm pretty sure what happened is like the blasting, like a piece of the blasting cap like came out,
off and hit him.
Hit him in like in an artery or something like that.
Jesus.
And it was just like at point blank range, essentially. So it was like close.
Yeah.
And that stuff happens sometimes like with blanks, apparently.
Jesus.
At least like back then, I'm sure. The 90s, you know? Yeah, man.
There's a whole conspiracy behind that where they wanted to murder Bruce Lee's son for some reason. I mean, like he owed the triads and so that was revenge or some shit like that. I heard something goofy. Who knows? Crow, terrible movie. Moving on.
They're like, Antonio Banderas sends his regards.
That's one of those movies.
Because he was in the second one.
It's one of those movies you guys defend that is really terrible. You know what I mean? Yeah? Oh, what, that's too stupid?
It's a pretty good movie.
Oh, see, yeah, you like it.
The first one?
I don't even know if there was two of them. That's how much I don't care about those movies. Have you seen them?
Seen what?
The Crow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, are you here?
A long time ago. I was trying to read that.
Oh.
His
thing. Oh, well, we're getting to this.
Are we?
Okay, this is the next message from Haven. But, yeah, no, The Crow is just one of those terrible movies that people defend for no reason whatsoever. Anyway, Haven's second one. Maybe Steve can't relate, but... Let's watch the video.
You know, one thing I wish my dad had taught me when I was growing up is just how much women are like puzzles. They're unique. They're complicated. And they're both really good stress relievers when you do them late at night on the kitchen table.
And that was in front of his wife. Who found it funny? She didn't know where it was going. And he's right. I can't relate. I don't like puzzles or women. Anyway, he goes on to say, you want to read it? You've already read it, so let us know.
No, I couldn't read it. My eyes were too bad.
It's so
really? Yeah. Oh, that's a problem?
Yeah, why is your font so small, Haven?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Also, you know how I know that you've never been in a gym? Also, you know how I know that you've never been in a gym? You and Nathan both saying that supplements are just another name for steroids. Laugh out loud. Not even close, nerds.
No, I didn't
say... I mean, that's aggressive. And we did not say that. I agree with you. Go ahead. Yeah. You defend yourself against Haven, even though Haven owes you one.
Honestly. Yeah, that's
right. But go ahead.
But I'm going to be defensive. I don't think that supplements and steroids are the same.
Nope.
I just think that supplements are the new thing that are doing pretty similar to what
he's
steroids.
Essentially saying is sometimes a drug isn't legally considered a drug until proper research has been made, yet people are still doing it for probably 2 or 3 years before that. So, like, what was that stuff they would sell in gas stations for a while that pass you out? Sativa? Or nope. Salvia?
Yeah, Salvia.
And they don't sell it anymore, right? You can't sell it anymore?
Oh, no. Kratom. Is that what you're thinking?
But you could still sell Kratom.
Yeah, we're...
They still sell that.
But Salvia, yeah, they
you
sold it as,
you could pick it up
incense.
At a gas station. It was just like, yeah, it was just incense or herbs, natural herbs. But now it's illegal, I'm pretty sure. You can't sell Salvia.
Word, yeah.
And it took them a good 2 to 3 years to realize it. You know what I mean? They took their time researching that shit, and then they're like, oh, this is terrible for you. Yeah, let's take that out. People are hallucinating. So it's the same with, okay, I know a steroid and a supplement are two different things, but an illegal drug in sports and a non-illegal drug in sports sometimes are very blurry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just want to say that... I don't think that hallucinating is inherently bad for you.
Yeah, but when you're 16 and you're doing it in your car while driving. Because that's what stupid 16-year-olds do.
I did Salvia once, and I did not like it.
No,
I've
never done it.
That,
yeah, it feels like just you're passing yourself out is what it sounds like anyway. But yeah, kids are dumb. And if you're selling it in a gas station, kids are fucking buying it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Do they sell Tide Pods at gas stations?
Just in a loose barrel.
Which, that's apparently not like actually.
It's like loose cigarettes in a container. Like, oh yeah, Tide Pod. I need one of them. Just air dusters and Tide Pods on the front of the gas station. All in pretty colors with cartoons on them. this air duster's cotton candy flavored.
But I mean, supplements, I mean, they're definitely changing your body chemistry and shit so that you bulk up, you know, so that you build muscle mass easier and faster, right? Like,
and I'm
that's
sure
what it's about. Otherwise people who are weightlifting and doing that would not be taking them.
I'm sure it goes the completely opposite way too, that I'm sure there are like substances banned from competitions like that shouldn't necessarily be banned. They just are. You know what I mean?
Like
it's on both sides.
Steroids, dude. It's like these guys need muscles, dude, to play this game. Like, let them shoot it up. I went to GNC and I got my steroids. I'm gonna drink this protein whey shake and just
act like a man.
Yeah, just double injection in both arms. Like those ones you see in only movies where it's just a quick.
Like, yeah.
Why is everybody always shooting shit into somebody's neck? And then on top of it, it just works.
Yeah.
Like they didn't miss a vein or anything. It's just, no, stab this little device into this guy's neck. He's dead.
It's just topical. It's not intravenous. Yeah. But the main point is Haven's right. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We're just trying to make a show, Haven. Yeah. How about move here? Then you can help out. But thank you for your input. And your slight insult towards me and my sex life.
Yeah, that part was very true, though.
Dickhead.
But my lack of knowledge of the whey protein shakes or whatever the fuck I was just talking about is not as 100% as Steve's gayness that you referenced or whatever it was. I don't remember now. I honestly wasn't paying attention that much.
All right. Now that I'm done with all of your guys' material, let's get to the good part of the show. Ooh. Steve stuff.
Woo. Yes, dude. Yeah. That's TMZ. TMZ. TMZ.
Death and gayness.
You know what's terrible? Is, you know, stealing food can be okay if you're trying to feed your family. Oh. But Girl Scout cookies should be off limits from all assholes. You know what I mean? Like,
you would think.
You should never, ever steal from the Girl Scouts. That's just wrong. They mass produce these cookies in a giant factory somewhere in China, and then these Girl Scouts sell them to you, and you should not do anything bad to them.
I gotta say, this is probably a different story. Yeah, then, I mean, the Girl Scouts seem to be targets for crime often.
That guy with the giant red arrow pointed to him is a huge dick, right?
Got his hoodie up.
Yeah. He's just walking out of Walmart. You have one of these little tables.
Does he have sunglasses on?
Yep. Well, maybe just a hat pulled down.
You think this was pre-planned?
I don't know. Let's see.
It could be. Also, I do have one complaint.
He's coming out, so I'm just saying, like, he could have been thinking of this while he was inside.
There are two older ladies standing at this table. Where are the Girl Scouts? They're just not even putting in the work anymore. The moms just do it for them.
I guess not.
No. I gotta say, that's what is happening a lot nowadays, I feel.
Yep. All right, let's see this guy do what he's gonna do. He walks past. Yoink. Steals, like, probably four or five boxes of cookies from the Girl Scouts. I love Samoas.
They don't even have any idea what to do, too.
Nope. Nobody even reacted. There's probably a good 10, 12 people around them. I mean, what do you do? They're cookies, right? You're not going to chase down this maniac.
I mean, those ladies know they're not going to catch him, obviously.
But... Right. I wonder if they do catch him. Let's see if this guy actually gets what he deserves. Is it just me? Or is it like, it's a little worse, stealing from the Girl Scouts? Like, that's...
Well, yeah.
Or their moms.
That's a shitty thing to do, for sure. But he looks like he's fucking 14, 15.
Yeah, he's definitely young. A dumb kid, for sure. Yeah.
Thief runs off with cash.
Oh.
No, he didn't. Did
what?
He?
They what? Continue. Financially impacted by this loss. For those interested in supporting Girl Scouts, please find a cookie booth near you. Got her cash stolen, so it wasn't even... Oh, yeah, okay. All right, well, I guess that makes more sense.
He's black. I wouldn't have guessed that.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
It's because he didn't grow up with a youth organization in his life. Like
the Girl Scouts. And then they took the Scouts away because bad things were happening.
And so he has no personal attachment to it. And he's just jaded by these cunty little girls and their delicious cookies and the... piles of cash that they're just making on it. It's not fair. I mean, he's probably like 16.
Black keys lives matter.
Amen, Marty. Who just said that just now live in the studio.
Black keys lives matter.
We get it. God. He's so about the cause anymore.
I know, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Down 1/62nd.
You can tell the poor girl is absolutely stunned. The poor girl? It's two moms. This story's got holes. It's full of holes.
Yeah. Who are those girls?
These are famous people who were Girl Scouts.
No, I thought it was the moms when they were Girl Scouts. Because it isn't once a Girl Scout, always a Girl Scout.
Yeah. They got a really good picture of this guy's face, so I got to imagine they caught him.
Yeah.
Or
they're going to.
Let's see.
He's still currently at large.
800 million a year nationally.
Yeah, the organization says they've raked in. Now, if they use the term raked in their press conference, Girl Scouts are up to something. But raked in about $800 million a year nationally. So there was probably a nice bundle in that little girl's purse. Like,
sashes are very expensive. So
those badges? You know how many Asian kids die a year making those badges?
You know, we're not charging your children for the badges. Yeah. So that's why they have to sell these cookies for an outrageous like $5 or more a box.
It doesn't say how much he made off with. Yeah.
You know, it's like if Oreo is doing okay, Girl Scouts is making bank, dude.
I mean, that's 800 million a year. How much could the fucking... Like,
that's almost $1 billion.
And what are they doing with it? It's not all sashes and badges. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Do they have like an office building?
Yeah.
You know?
Do they have like a really nice park or something that they've made that little girls can go play at?
Right. That are doing all these bake sales and cookie selling and stuff. No, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You already read it. They raked it in, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
The CEOs got paid.
At the top of their tower, their golden tower.
She's like, I started as a brownie. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what that was like? I earned this.
Yeah, all the corporate people in charge started off as a brownie. Years of my life to get to the top, and I'm not letting that power go. Catch this guy.
And now we're just suddenly supposed to be letting these queer little boys in here.
Dude, that's another thing. They probably took on the business of anything the Boy Scouts were doing as well, you know? Even though Boy Scouts weren't... What did the Boy Scouts do for like fundraising? Not much, right?
Popcorn. It was all...
Yeah, bake sales.
Like kettle corn? Or like just they were microwaving popcorn for people and selling it?
Well, I remember fucking trying to sell popcorn.
Really? Yeah. You were in the Boy Scouts.
It would be like those tins, those like metal tins with like the cheese and the caramel and the regular popcorn.
Gotcha.
That kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Gourmet popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. And you're selling Boy Scouts. Catalog type of things.
Gotcha.
Know?
Okay. I was in the Boy Scouts for maybe like two meetings, and then my mom was like, I can't keep doing this. And we're not going anymore. I have six children now.
She's like, Steve, trust me, this isn't for you.
You'll die out there. First camping trip. You're easily molestable.
What, are you going to fight a guy off like this? No, no. I am not gay.
All right. Yeah. Let's take a break real quick. We'll come back. I've got a couple things to show you guys. Maybe some stories we can catch up on. There is a further thing on the Kansas City shooting. So they have they press charges against two new adults. So including the teenagers they picked up, there are now two adults included that they're pressing charges against. So we'll read into that and see what's going on there. Because we were confused last week.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, that might be really interesting. That could go in many different directions. Also, I've been telling everybody this entire week about that Acorn cop. And everybody has died laughing thinking about it. Especially with the observation of the guy's perspective in the car.
Yeah.
What is this guy doing? He's shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy's like, oh, was that an acorn?
And they just bullet holes, dude. And then me and my brother were talking about it. It's like, can you imagine the crime scene with all those like red sticks they put in bullet holes to show like, you know, the where it came from? And this car is just like 60 of them just poking out of
eventually,
all of
there's just like eight cop cars, dark lights everywhere, and the guys is still in there just like freaking out. Like, oh my God.
If they did like a computer rendering of it, like all the bullets form his body, like it's just all around him. They didn't hit him once. Just an outline of him.
That's an act of God.
It's Pulp Fiction for sure.
Yeah.
I need to recognize this as a miracle. All right, stick around. We'll talk about stuff. Bye. Welcome back, everybody. This song's for Nathan.
Would you please just bury me with it then?
Yeah. We were shooting at a mountain of dirt. He likes Modest Mouse.
I'm gonna do like a Weekend at Bernie's thing.
Where'd you get those glasses? Those weren't in here, were they? Are those yours?
No.
I mean, you can be silent the rest of the show.
They were sitting on your stairwell.
Really?
And I put them on because I was like, huh. I thought they make me look real cool.
Yeah, no.
And I thought maybe we'd have a really fun show this way.
Yep, good job. All right, because you do look, they're John Lennon glasses for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very John Lennon.
Anyway.
I'm going to go home and beat my wife later like she deserves.
There's a good Dana Carvey bit where he just does like really short snippet impressions, and he's like, this is Paul McCartney on the moon or on Mars. We didn't know it'd be so red. That was it. Anyway, all right, so let's talk about some things, huh? Should we just go straight into the murder? It was only one murder. Yeah.
Can we not? But
okay. I mean, okay. We want to follow up on the story and see who the hell these two adults are.
All right.
With the Kansas City shooting.
Yeah, we can. This way we can end on not murder.
Mm. Exactly. I'm getting the murder out of the way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lindell Mays and Dominic Miller were both hit with second-degree murder charges Tuesday, and they're also up against armed criminal action and unlawful use of weapon charges on top of that. These guys are different than the two teens who were charged last week. So they're two additional people. Just learning, 2 men in custody. Last we heard, they only had 3 people detained, including 2 juveniles. Now, however, we know that there are at least 4 people total at this point being implicated in this crime. Say they're not released mugshots yet because these two men are still recovering in the hospital. So I guess they were wounded as well. So it's sounding like an altercation between a group, 2 groups.
Yes.
And then they just fired.
Yes. Kansas City.
I mean,
it's just strange that people were shot and there's like so little information about like even the vaguest details of like what transpired. Like last week, we were reading that like somebody was spinning around and shooting.
Yeah,
just sounds like a crazy scenario of like somebody who's like high out of their mind. You know? Yeah.
It's definitely. Either that or just so much bravado, man. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I saw this one video in just a grocery store, and this one kid wearing red and this other kid wearing blue come walking down aisles and then run into each other, not knowing. And their immediate reaction, both of them, was to pull guns on each other and just start firing in the middle of this gas station. So there's this culture that's developed to where it's like, nope, that was that. No questions, no talking, no nothing. Yeah. You're wearing the wrong color. I'm pulling out my gun and firing, you know? So who knows?
They shot each other for real in this gas station?
They shot at each other. They both fucking missed completely
at point blank range.
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
Yep, totally. I mean, the sodas took a beating.
They weren't Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, they weren't. You need Alec Baldwin in that situation for sure.
You should start doing like fucking gun training classes and shit. And like, has like super realistic like body mannequins and stuff. Just they bleed
point blank.
Yeah, he's like, bleed. Watch this. Boom! Just like blows the head off of something.
Yeah. So the lady who died, Lisa Lopez Galvin, she was on the radio actually. She was a radio disc jockey, but she did not make it. She's the one who died, man. So
damn.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
Only one person died?
Only one person died. Yeah. Over 20 injuries, but
yeah.
Only one person died. they never saw any of the teens open fire. They claim the person or persons who were facing off with off camera did unload the first shots. So the adults are considered the ones to instigate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Look at that crowd, though.
Fuck yeah. Super Bowl.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Nope. Yep. Yeah, okay. Well, that was about it for that. But it's just I that stuff, man. You're such pussies, dude. You fucking people who just fire off into a crowd. That's like just
yeah,
it's so pussy.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pussy. Like the Vegas shooter.
Yeah. No, just innocent.
Yeah, and then the second that somebody's like on his heels, he just shoots himself. Like,
right, takes themselves out normally, and it's
just a total coward to face any sort of like he wasn't even willing to look another person in the eyes, you know?
Right. Yep. Or cares who they were.
I watched this documentary about that, and there's this lady in it. It's just.
About the Vegas shooting?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Okay. And it was just crazy to me that, like, this lady, dude, she was shot, like, 3 times. Like, he was seeing her and was, like, he had to have been actively trying to, like, be like, no, like put her down. And as they were, like, fleeing and stuff like that, and, like, mm-hmm. I mean, she was, like, it's, like, but it was just like she was shot in between like other people being shot and stuff too. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. It's just nuts.
So what are you saying? That he just kept going back to her?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the coincidence that she was just getting randomly shot seemed very unlikely because he's got a scoped rifle. He could see just fine.
Yeah.
You know, in reality.
Yeah. Yep. Those people are cowards, man. They really are.
But
especially the people who walk into a fucking school and do that shit. I mean, that's just like, ugh. You people are just... You think if somehow that's making you tough? Like, how oft does a person have to be to like go like, yep, I'm in charge now, and you're just murdering children? You fucking asshole, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's get off the topic of mass shootings. And we'll talk about this guy who was in an Amazon van, tried crossing the train tracks... And didn't quite make it. But look how lucky this dude is. This is insane, man. There's no sound. But just a dude driving around in an Amazon van. This is a dash camera facing inward. So we're just looking at him driving. He's doing a U-turn. I guess he doesn't see a freaking train.
Whew.
Look how close that is, dude. That's crazy. Another couple inches, he's dead. But it ripped off the back of that van, and he's perfectly fine. It's insane.
The look on his face that he looks back and, like, rolled his eyes almost like, can you believe this shit? I'm serious, he did.
I know, I saw it, yeah. This is him looking. He looks again. You see him see the train. Oh, shit. And here's your eye roll that you're talking about. God, Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he doesn't even, that thing is, like, blocking his face right now. It's annoying, but
yeah.
He just didn't seem to have any look of, like, I just almost fucking died.
Right? Like, again?
Yeah, exactly. That was the look on his face. Like, he's like... This is the third job this week. Holy God,
wow.
Dude.
It destroyed everything in, I mean, that van's gone except for where he was, dude. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very lucky. And very a lot of people are not getting their illegal drugs from overseas right now. That's a damn shame. I mean, not steroids.
Yeah.
They're supplements. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. His name is Alexander Evans. He survived the direct hit, quite literally leaving it cut in half with two big chunks. Yeah, it just split it, man. It's just crazy. There's the rest of the rest of the van on the front.
The wheels
just
split down the middle.
If he was in there, he would have been flat.
Yeah. Yeah, the van is flat.
There would be a him-shaped lump on that, you know, because he's a big guy.
And that's when the train comes barreling through. Evans gets completely rocked inside, obviously.
But he's, like, completely unscathed, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, he could be in shock, but I feel like the look on his face should have been so different. It's so puzzling to me. And then that thing's like hanging down, the rear view mirror is hanging down so you can't see his face at the end, which I assume at that point he immediately is just like, what the fuck? You know, suddenly then realizing that everything is...
It says here, worth noting.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Evans told local media outlets at the time that he was deaf in his left ear and didn't hear the Amtrak horn until it was too late. So, Nathan, stay away from delivery truck driving, okay?
To be fair, I'm deaf in my right ear.
Okay, you would have been fine.
What's that?
Yeah, apparently maybe had an ear infection. Who knows? That's fucking nuts,
maybe
man.
Maybe he had an earbud in.
Maybe, dude. Maybe. That was a crazy video. Here's another car-related crazy video in China. There's 100 cars piled up because it got icy.
Wow.
But look at this shit. This shit's insane.
That's got to be like pretty much like a world record almost, I think. Like,
heads up for the return of animal.
It's like
it's
like Helena. They didn't pave or fucking shovel the roads at all.
The biggest the pileups like that, like it always involves like icy roads though.
Look at this. Just a pile of cars, dude. Everybody stop. Slow down. I would get the fuck out of there. Who knows what's leaking or on fire. You know what I mean?
People's cars are still running, just putting exhaust in each other's faces.
Yeah. 100 car pileup in China. Looks absolutely terrifying on camera.
I wonder how often they get roads like that, like icy roads.
I don't know. It depends on where you are in China. It's pretty big, and it goes north to south pretty long ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So southern China is definitely a way different climate than northern.
Right. But also, all the other traffic was slowed at that point. There were two other lanes of traffic on the other
I saw that.
Other side. But.
Hey, but don't worry, man. Local Chinese police are saying everyone's pretty much fine and with just a few people injured. Which you know means 100 people died.
Yeah, there's some like kid who's like arm is just like all fucked up. He's like, come on, you're fine, get out of here.
Yeah, he's like 7. You're late for work.
The same country that started COVID.
So. Yeah, exactly. Somebody's coughing.
They're not giving us the numbers.
Everybody was fine, but we exterminated them anyway just to be safe. Suzhou. How do you say that? Suzhou.
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 Suzhou. Zhu. It might be like that.
It might be Zhu.
Yeah.
Suzhou Industrial Park Traffic Police posted on social media platform WeChat saying 3 people were headed to the hospital for their injuries and 6 suffered minor scratches.
I played a lot of Dynasty Warriors, so I do have a vague idea of some Chinese pronunciations.
China has been getting hit with blizzards and tons of rain lately, so...
Really?
That's part of it, yeah.
Huh.
These huge accidents aren't totally unheard of in China, though. More than 200 cars were involved in a massive pileup in 2022, caused by heavy fog, according to the state-owned Global Times. State-owned Global Times, you know what I mean? One person reportedly died in that instance. But, yeah, no, that's crazy. 200 cars? Can you imagine that? Because of fog? That's people being douchebags, though, man. Even here, you know, we live in, like, you know, a wintry area, so a lot of people are very experienced with the roads and stuff, but you always have that, like, douchebag in a big truck who thinks, oh, my truck's not going to slide out, and he's just speeding or switching lanes and just being an asshole and putting everybody else in danger.
I was going to say, even if his truck is fine and shit, it's like, everybody else around you does not have the capabilities that you have, and you're just like, you're making people have to fucking break. You're making people have to get out of your fucking way. Like,
yeah. In an instance where everybody should just be taking it slow and easy, all right?
Yeah.
We're all going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, obviously super important.
Yeah.
He's fucking like a children's surgeon. He's late.
Yeah. He's actually a surgeon to the children's
right,
surgeon.
Exactly. Yeah, assistant to. But yeah, he's late in his 2004 Dodge that he has kitted out. I always hate those people on the road that are speeding. It's like, who are you? What do you do for a living? What is so goddamn important? Nothing? I knew it.
The man performing surgery on children needs surgery. I have to go.
If he dies, it's hundreds of children's lives at stake. Oh, we got a visitor?
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Visitors.
What you doing? You want to come say hi?
Do no. it.
Okay.
Do it. Be on the podcast.
We're just being on the podcast. You can sit, but you gotta be quiet.
Yeah, like that. That's too loud. Too much noise. What's mom doing? Nothing. Okay. We'll see you in a bit. Love you. Close that door. Little punk. I think that was about it. There is only one other thing that we could really talk about. We missed it because it was during the Grammys. But Killer Mike got arrested at the Grammys. Did you know that?
I did hear about that.
Like Pantera or something like that, right? Or what is it? Where's he from? Killer Mike? Who is he?
Pantera? Did you say Pantera?
Yeah, I did. What's he from?
You lost the right to speak for this story, okay? Anyway,
is he an actual killer?
He's Killer Mike, man. Okay? If you don't know who Killer Mike is, I mean, I just can't help you.
Okay.
Okay. He's a rapper. All right? He rapped by himself for a long time.
Okay.
He's been good friends with Outkast for a while, and then they started a new group called Run the Jewels with him and another guy, and it's really good.
Okay.
I like Run the Jewels.
That makes more sense, I guess, but like I just want to say that bands like Pantera and Gwar and shit like that,
uh-huh,
the members all have weird names. Like
Killer Mike,
for example, mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure. So, just saying. I'm going to just kind of disappear for a while.
It's an honest mistake.
Yeah. He allegedly got physical with a security guard at the venue. Mike was booked for a misdemeanor battery Sunday evening. A lot of people are coming out, you know, of course. Black Keys Lives Matter. And a lot of people are coming out saying it's racist. That, you know, they're dragging fucking Killer Mike out of the Grammys in cuffs. Because they did. They escorted him out in handcuffs. Everybody saw it.
Look, this isn't racist. I just happen to be a racist.
Eventually, Mike was cuffed and led away in the rain as well. It's still unclear what exactly led up to this. Remember, just moments earlier, he was inside soaking in the Grammy win because he won a Grammy. And then got arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But it's the same with, there's another story we were talking about. I didn't bring it up on the show, but Matt Rife, he's a comedian now. He's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
What's her face? What was her name? She got arrested and escorted out of a Matt Rife show. Yeah. She was a porn star. She did all the nailing paling stuff. Lisa Ann, right? Isn't that it?
I feel like that might have been the name you said. I don't know. I could be.
She's like an older. She plays like a kind of MILF-ish porn star.
She's saying. Moved on to MILF status now?
Yes. Yeah. She hit that a while ago.
Yeah.
There she is. Yeah, it's Lisa Ann. This is Lisa Ann.
She got kicked out of a Matt Rife show.
Should, she got arrested and escorted out of a Matt Rife show. Yeah.
Damn. I was gonna say, you should look her up from, you know, maybe in the earlier 2000s. Because she is not looking good, I gotta say.
She's older, man. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, well, dude, those tits look fucking ridiculous, dude.
Well, they are
especially
ridiculous.
Especially in that blue. Oh my God, dude. It's just fucking stupid.
That's what I have trouble trying to figure out. Like, do they actually have, what do you call, like, surveys on what dudes are looking for? Because those ridiculously cartoonish boob thing,
yeah,
like, is that really like an industry that that just sells because people like ridiculous cartoonish boobs?
Don't you remember Wyoming's fucking number one Pornhub search?
Big boobs. It was. You're right.
So,
or was it, yeah, it was somewhere.
Big boobs and those are different, though, man. Like, if I'm...
That's where you're getting it wrong. Because those were some big boobs.
Big New York boobs.
Stupid, though.
It is.
They look,
I agree,
so dumb.
It's ridiculous. And I can't believe that there is like a call for that.
But that's
demand.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, especially nowadays, I'm pretty sure that they're getting better at being more shapely,
yeah,
than just these like giant, like spherical. Like, they just don't, they're not sitting in the proper spot, yeah, or something like
boob,
that.
Boob jobs from the 90s.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, and
they're always, like, too big. I just, like, don't, I mean, like.
I agree.
You know, I like breasts, you know, that you can look at and touch, but, like. Like, I don't know. It's just so comically big.
But when they're knocking shit off the counter,
yeah,
that's a problem.
But it's like the woman themselves. Like, do they want that? Like, does she think that's cool in any way? Like,
it's kind of where I was going with it. Yeah.
Why is that chick think she has to impress any man? At
that's
this
what
point?
I'm saying. Is it one of those conversations where she has an agent and the agent's like, "Listen, we've done the research. Gigantic titty sell."
Yeah.
If you want to be at the top tier, you're going to have to get
these. Is her
these.
Manager just like slapping her around? He's like, get the tits, you stupid fucking bitch. Bigger tits. They got to be bigger.
He's like a pimp agent.
Yeah. I just.
Listen here.
I have a hard time imagining that any woman looks at that and is like, that's what I, even secretly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want big, comically large spherical titties.
Right. Is that ever in a woman's mind?
That just looked like I took two literal balls and just shoved them in my shirt and like they're doing that and like, oh, that looks so good. That's what I want.
As they're holding their lower back.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks great.
Now I can't imagine that's like a what would you call it? A natural female desire. Even though women do judge themselves off their boobs quite often.
Yeah.
Like, even in female groups, they're judging each other. And in high school, I've talked to Cammy about this. I've talked to many girls about this. It's like, girls getting boobs before you. Like, you're the last one to get boobs. It was like a big deal. It could be traumatic in a way, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, I like big, natural, meaty knockers. But, like, if you don't have that, then hopefully you got, like,
boobs come in all shapes and
gorgeous
sizes.
Gorgeous face.
And there are
and
many different
pussy.
Attractive boobies. You know what I mean? It takes a lot for a boob not to be attractive.
Seriously.
It's got to be pretty fucked up for it to be like, and you fuck it up on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because now it's really not attractive. Like, the skin feels like it's going to split open. Like, God, how much did you shove in there?
Yeah.
Take it easy. It's too much. And I can't imagine that's like a natural woman instinct to do so. I think, you know, because Cammy's talked about getting a boob job before. We've had two kids. She wants to feel good about herself, that type of thing. And I was like, you do whatever you want to. Just don't go the direction that I see most women going in, which is way too big.
Literally.
Why?
It's like that much. That's all you need. A box of raisins. Like, that's all the implant needs to be. Like,
well, I heard that's what they're
bigger than that anyway.
I heard that's what they're using now. They're just stuffing raisins.
They don't. Yeah, they're like guys
unboxed.
Look, look, men, they don't like spherical globes anymore. Okay, so we're going with this new shape and design. We think that they're gonna like this.
You know, when you're playing with a woman's titties and it feels like a bag of raisins.
Some guy's like, look, I actually created this perfectly breast shaped insert. And it's like, it's honestly, I think it's like, oh, look at this. It works. It just works. But nope, box of raisins.
No, raisins is where it's at, man.
Kill that man. Kill him.
We've done the research. It's more closely associated to a box of raisins.
Look, if men didn't like cartoon boobs, then why would they be watching cartoons?
All right, let's wrap this bitch up, man.
Yeah, it does feel right, yeah.
What did we learn today?
What did we talk about in the beginning?
It was all your guys' stuff. Oh, yeah. Very unmemorable. I remember Nathan comparing me to a dumb dog when it comes to football. Or not Nathan. Marty did that.
Yep, did that.
I remember that. Haven sent us some stuff.
Yeah, I do remember
that. It was another insult about how I never have sex. I mean, you guys suck. You suck bad. You also checked out a girl with disabilities, and you totally objectified her in your mind, Nathan. I saw it happening. She was trying to exercise and prove she can do something.
I mean, it was more of like an object of laughter, though. Yeah. I wasn't like thinking about.
Oh, now you're laughing at the
disabled.
Burying
my face in that perfect ass,
that crumble
cake. I was
cake.
Looking at those goofy things she was holding in her hands.
That's got to be tough. You know, racing that way is a lot harder than racing regular. You got to work out all extremities. To get good at running with crutches.
It still works that ass out, though.
It's impressive. It does. Yes, it does. We learned, you know, shooters are fucking douchebags and losers.
Yeah.
And
Chiefs fans.
And
honestly,
that is not true.
Mass shooters. And unless they're shooting little kids in the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not down with that.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't do stuff like that for sure. It's not good. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but
do it in video games.
Little children in the face.
This is past, but remember the time in France that guy ran down like 80 people
in a car?
In a bread truck.
Yeah.
That was like the most horrific footage I've
seen. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, and it went on for a while.
Yeah, it's so graphic and gory and insane.
Like, yeah.
Because it all just happened so fast. But yeah, show's over. Let's not get into that.
Check us out on Facebook, Couldn't Care Less. Also, Buzzsprout.com. That's our mother site. You can download any episode you want from there or from any other podcast-catching app like Spotify or Apple Music, even Stitcher. Hit us up on Facebook Mission. Hit us up on Facebook Messenger. I've only done this 100 times, yeah, right?
There's that stroke again.
179 times, 180 times, something like that. Facebook Messenger or at nobodylistenstothispodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from everybody. Thanks, Haven. Thanks, Marty, for sending in your shit. You dick. Nathan, last words?
Yeah. Helldivers 2. Check that game out. It's pretty fun.
Yep.
Haven, you like shooting things and murdering things, I bet. So, kill some bugs. Dude, it's fun. Super fun.
Yep. I'm liking it, too.
And, that's all I got.
Martin? You suck.
Fuck you, Steve. Fuck you.
Lucky's lives matter. Gotta get that one in there. He's very passionate.
Lucky's lives matter.
Jesus, calm down.
We're talking about dueling pianos.
And this is Steve. Thanks for listening. Love, love, love.
You didn't even put that in the podcast.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye, everybody.